Welcome back to the program. It is, let's say 6:11 on this, the Tuesday morning version of your favorite program. You know the old saying that good fences make good neighbors?
I've heard that.
That actually may not be good for your heart.
Really?
Yeah, according to a study published in the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health, which you get that on a semi-quarterly basis, don't you? Research into neighborhoods and health had in the past focused on negative impacts through factors like fast food, restaurant, density, violence, noise, traffic, and so forth. When they're talking about how healthy a neighborhood is, they looked at these other factors. What they're looking at now is how the people get along with their neighbors and the people in the community. And they found that those that are more involved in community events and are involved in good relations with their neighbors have a lower risk of heart disease. This is the reason they're
doing. Well, I suppose that's better than having a Hatfield and McCoy relationship with your neighbors.
Sure. 15 million lives were claimed by heart disease globally in 2010, according to the latest Global Burden of Disease study.
Although I've got a story here I was just going to do on the next newscast. Fewer Americans, this says, are being hospitalized for and dying from heart disease and stroke.
See, we're getting along with each other better.
Deaths from both conditions are down as well.
Well, I just read something also that said vegetarians live 9 years longer than the average meat eater.
Does that make you want to become a vegetarian?
No. It,
really? Nine years isn't enough?
Vegetarians live up to 9 years longer. Nine horrible, tedious, meaningless, worthless, bacon
now,
and cheeseburgerless, meatless years.
How much time would make you change? If somebody would tell you you could live 50 years longer, would that be enough to make you change your diet? No?
No. Being here on this planet is but a breath. And then when I'm gone, I'm in the presence of God. Why do I want to delay that? I will enjoy my life here to the fullest, and then when I get to heaven, it's great. It's better than anything I could imagine here. Why would I want to prolong this? This is the final exam. You know, I want to get I want to pass the exam and get on to, you know, the real life. This is just the precursor, man.
Okay, if you weren't a true believer, then would you would 50 years extension of life cause you to change your diet?
50 years of good quality life, or 50 years sitting in a chair like Captain Pike?
Well, beep. Yeah, there's that.
Beep. Yeah, no. I mean, if it's 50 years sitting there having somebody else come change my diapers, no. I want to go out upside down, backwards, and on fire. And then they look in the casket, and go, "Is he smoldering?" The heck?
I thought the old line was, you want to die at the age of 90 killed by an irate husband.
No.
Okay.
No, right. That's not my lifestyle. Anyway, do you have a you know, and I got an idea. How difficult would it be for us to do a musical stumper every day? Or at least three times a week?
We could do that. There are enough tunes out there that we
there
can
are.
Do that. Yeah.
And it is it's a little more oomph.
Okay.
I believe the Latin term is oomphatic.
All right, I'll tell you what. We'll start that when Chris gets back from his vacation on Thursday.
He's coming back?
Yeah, he is. He'll be back on Thursday.
Oh.
Playtime is over.
Oh. I thought he had gotten a gig somewhere like in Texas. Because you know how much he loves Texas.
He posted his he posted some pictures yesterday. He took his son to Fenway Park in Boston yesterday. Had some good seats, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it. All right.
All right. Here's your stumper for today, then. 715-845-2155 is the number to call. Tell me the name of the actress who was the first
Justin Bieber
American Bond girl. 715-845-2155. Who was the first American actress to play a Bond girl in the movies? If you think you know, give us a call this morning. You'll be a winner on the Morning Stumper. Remember, you can't win only once every 30 days.
The first American actress that was a Bond girl. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Wait a minute. Hello? Can you...
if you're going to make the thing, you're going to call. Thanks for calling. What's your guess?
Jill St. John.
It was Jill St. John in Diamonds Are Forever, yeah. It's her birthday today. She is 74 years old.
Is she really?
And still looking smoking, if I might say.
I'll have to do a little bit of research. Sir, what's your first name? Hello?
Oh.
What's your first name? Okay. If you don't have... Thank you very much, sir, for calling and participating in the program. I love it. However, it is necessary for you to give me your name and information so I can send you the really nice stuff.
Maybe he couldn't hear you. Maybe you didn't have your button pushed.
Oh, trust me.
Your buttons are pushed every day.
Trust me, my buttons are constantly in a constant state of pushing.
Yeah, yeah.